And then finally, there are no restrictions within the NDAA with regard to the Department of Defense supporting immigration and customs enforcement with deportations, including the use of military air for airlift purposes. In essence, that's what this is about. There's a huge amount of additional technical details we've tried to share with all of you in more detail, specifically with regard to cyber operations and so forth. One item of good news for our universities is that we have established a separate pilot program within the Department of Defense to partner with universities and communities to create more of these facilities in which you can do secret work for the Department of Defense.